You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. If terrorists try to disturb peace in India or carry out terror activities, a befitting response will be given, and if they run away to Pakistan, India will enter the neighboring country to kill them, Defense Minister Rajnath Singh said on Friday, referring to New Delhi's assertive approach to deal with cross-border terrorism. The Defense Minister was responding to a question on a report by British newspaper The Guardian that claimed Indian intelligence agencies carried out assassinations of terrorists in Pakistan as part of an emboldened approach to national security after 2019. If terrorists from the neighboring country try to disturb the peace in Bharat or try to carry out terror activities in Bharat, we will give them a befitting reply, Singh told CNN News 18. If they run away to Pakistan, we will enter Pakistan to kill them, he said. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address an election rally in Saharanpur and take part in a roadshow in Ghaziabad on Saturday in support of BJP candidates, a senior BJP leader said. Prime Minister Modi will address an election rally at the old Radha Swami Satsang Bhavan near the Rainbow Public School, Delhi Road, around 9:30 a.m. in support of BJP candidate from Saharanpur Raghav Lakhanpal and the party's Kerana candidate Pradeep Chaudhary, State General Secretary and member of the Legislative Council Govind Narayan Shukla said. Iran said it asked the U.S. to step aside as the country prepares a response to a suspected Israeli attack on its consulate in Syria, while Hezbollah, its main proxy in the Middle East, warned the Jewish state it's prepared for war. In a written message to Washington, Iran warned the U.S. not to get dragged into Netanyahu's trap. Mohammad Jamshidi, the Iranian president's deputy chief of staff for political affairs, wrote on X, referring to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Aden Markram's half-century rushed Sunrisers Hyderabad to a comfortable 6-wicket victory over Chennai Super Kings in the Indian Premier League on Friday. Hyderabad cruised to 166 for 4 with 11 balls to spare after limiting Chennai to 165 for 5. Despite consecutive defeats, Chennai stayed third on the table while Hyderabad moved to fifth on an inferior net run rate. Markram's 50 off 36 balls, his first 50 of the campaign, followed Abhishek Sharma's whirlwind 37 off just 12 deliveries, which provided the home team a rollicking start of 46 runs inside the first three overs. Opener Travis Head was dropped by Moeen Ali in the opener. Travis Head was dropped by Moeen Ali in the first over before the Australian left-hander scored. He went on to 31 off 24. Despite a strong protest raised by the ruling CPI, M, and Congress in Kerala, Doordarshan on Friday aired the controversial Bollywood movie, The Kerala Story. The movie was telecast at the Autonomous Public Service Broadcaster at 8 p.m. Meanwhile, the Democratic Youth Federation of India, DYFI, the youth wing of the CPI, M, screened a video, The Kerala Story True or Fake, by YouTuber Dhruv Rathi, at various places across the state to debunk the movie. The Youth Congress expressed strong protest and staged a protest march to the Doordarshan office here at around 8:30 p.m. against the broadcast of the movie.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.